Unit 1, Human, Listening 2. Conversation 1.
I managed to find the right size eventually. I visited so many shops and he was so stubborn. He refuses to tie up his shoelaces, can you believe? He hasn't learned yet. An only child, that's the reason. A spoiled kid, and so clever and accurate with his Lego bricks. I'm sick and tired of it. A 6-year-old boy. Wherever we went, they didn't have his size. And tomorrow he's going to have his first PE lesson. Then I came across this small shop in Church Road. You know the place, don't you? And the lady there was so helpful, really. I got a pair of these, look, with a Velcro fastening. Aren't they cute? They won't fall off his feet, surely.
Yeah, they look nice and comfortable. He's going to love wearing them, you'll see.
Conversation 2.
No, not this V-neck. I'd rather have a turtleneck. Have you got anything my size?
Let me see. Here's a blue one. Nice color, sir. Suits you well.
Something darker, please. This one is too bright. I'm not used to wearing bright colors.
How about this one, then?
Oh, this one is sleeveless. No, thank you. I hate wearing shirts, you see. In my work, there's no dress code, so what I need must be easy to care for and ready to wear without ironing. A soft woolly is the best for me. Something like this one, but in navy blue, perhaps.
Conversation 3.
Come on, George. Come to your senses. You are not going to Caroline's birthday party wearing this hood over your head. I mean it, George. Listen, she'll feel offended. You know how important it is for her what people wear.
Don't exaggerate, dear. She'll be fine.
Stop pulling my leg, George. Unless you wear a decent shirt and a tie, I'm going on my own. We'll tell her your boss kept you in the office.
What if I put the hood down?
Either way, sportswear isn't right for such an occasion, Georgie. I bought you a new tie, look. It will go well with that pink shirt. You'll look great.
Okay, I'll change. This tie is not bad, after all.